head so and spend it on you, babe, cause you really something.
Hello and welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro Dayton.
And I'm your bro Easy. And for the month of April, we're gonna be kicking off each podcast with a poem. So now it's time for I Too by Langston Hughes. I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am America. Now before we go into the next segment, I would like to let you guys know that if you basically send us in what this poem means to you, just what it means to you, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com and you could win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Ay caramba.
Man/woman handbags.
Amazing.
Fanny Wanny Manny Pats.
Cheeto Puffs.
And cars.
Wow. So, now we're going to go into this week's joke of the week, which Dayton will tell us about.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, this is a good joke. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
I don't know. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
I don't know, but their flag's a big plus.
That's a good joke, Dayton. So now we're going to run into this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is evocative. Evocative is spelled E-V-O-C-A-T-I-V-E. Evocative. Evocative means to be suggestive. So Dayton, has there been a time when you have ever been suggestive or something has ever been suggestive to you?
Well, there's always been a time that I've been suggestive. Like when I tell you guys to go to brovsbro@outlook.com and send us in stuff to win cool prizes. And you guys are evocative when you send us that stuff.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to go into a segment that we're doing for the month of April, which is, of course, Poetry Month, which is this week's famous poet.
Today's famous poet is brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. James Mercer Langston Hughes was an American poet, social activist, novelist, playwright, and communist from Joplin, Missouri. He moved to New York City as a young man where he made his career.
Columnist.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So, to me, he sounds like a very accomplished man. I know he's very well known for all his poems that have very good meanings, deep meanings. So, that's this week's famous poet. So, now it's time to jump into this week's quote of the week. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. That is an excerpt from the poetry novel A Dream Deferred by Langston Hughes. Dayton, what does it mean to you?
Well, I think it means that, like, most of the time when people get older, they let go of their dreams and they just give up on them. And when they do that, then it's just a broken-winged bird.
So that is this week's quote of the week. And again, if you would like to send us in any of these other topics that are about to go through, you can win cool prizes and stuff like that. You can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. So now it's time to backpedal our way into this week's book recommendation.
The book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's book recommendation, poetry recommendation. Yeah, it's I Too. It's the same poem that Easy read to us at the beginning of the podcast. I Too is a poem written by Langston Hughes that demonstrates a yearning for equality through perseverance while disproving the idea of patriotism is limited by race.
Okay, so that is this week's poetry recommendation. So now as we go into the near end of this podcast, we're going to go into this week's random acts of kindness. This week's random act of kindness is to write a poem for someone. Even if you, like, don't know them well, or just to be nice to them. Because if you write a poem for someone, it really shows that, yeah, you're, that, like, there's someone there helping them if they're in time trouble or if somebody cares for them. So just write a poem for someone. It doesn't matter who it is, your mom, your teacher, your dad, your granddad, your uncle, Uncle Billy. It doesn't matter. Just write a poem for somebody because it's a good thing to do. So, as I start to wrap this podcast, I'd just like to review one time the things that you could get from, you know, emailing us at BrotVsBro, how you can win things to email us at BrotVsBro. So, first off,
T-shirt.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Boom shakalaka.
Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
So cool.
And much more.
Wow. So, what you can do to email us is tell us, like, what I2 means to you, or you can email us the poem that you wrote for someone else. So that is something, or you can just give us feedback about the podcast. It doesn't even matter. But as Star Trek's podcast, we can give shout-outs to people who make us possible. This week, our producer/director, BL Self, and our song was Money Money by the Partridge Family.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
I wish I had some. I'd spend it on you, babe. Cause you really something. Even though I don't have a lot, you can have what I got.
This is Bro vs. Bro.